has been a phenomenal night in many respects. My 600 people in the room and another 100 in another room, it says a lot about, I suppose, what people feel and value the award ceremony, and just great to see so many different sports and so many young people in particular, and Paralympic athletes, everything. The mixture was just amazing all night, and a great, great atmosphere.
We always knew it was sporting mad county, but in case for those who didn't, it was proven tonight.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, recognition is very, very important in sport. And for people like ourselves, I suppose, that are in a sport that is very well supported, it's fantastic to take that step back and see other people and the striving and the challenges that they face, and their achievements as well, and it's just lovely seeing the videos coming up from all the different sports, and you know, you don't even know half of the stories, you know, when people incredibly successful from Donegal, you know, competing all over the world.
You were obviously here in 2012, and you were here in 99 as well as part of the success at Sigurdsson level. What's your opinion now on the Sigurdsson Cup as a competition, given the fact it's a tight schedule or the calendar within the GAA?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I think, you know, you have to find, I think every competition really has to find its place. And I know that the split season created, I suppose, a lot of debate and has helped things in many respects. I don't think it's the perfect solution yet, and I think that is the challenge for people in Dublin, you know, to try and come up with a solution that sort of solutions that can benefit every competition and not be detrimental to others.
The Lee side is coming to Ballybofey on Sunday. What are you expecting from the County Cork outfit?
Oh, listen, I think we kind of know what's coming, really. You know, they're going to be very well organised, a lot of big men, very strong running team. You know, that's really their identity going back many years now, and very athletic players that sort of want to get out there and express themselves, and they're a team on the way up. You know, they had a really good season last year and progressed really strongly through the championship, so they will probably be looking to kick on from there and sort of move up through the rankings again this year and establish themselves or re-establish themselves again at the top table. So that's a big, big challenge for us, one that we have to look forward to. We've probably a number of players still not available, and I suppose when you're going in against a team like Cork, you would like to have everybody, but the lads that have come in, and the younger lads in particular, have done really well, and we're just looking forward now to the game. And I suppose, you know, no more than last weekend, you'll learn a lot more about your team, and it's a good start point. This is really the start of it now for us, so it's great to get the game, and the game's coming thick and fast after that.
Finally, Jim, before I let you go, Donegal is buzzing right now. What is Jim McGuinness' message to the supporters ahead of the National Football League? What's your message to the supporters?
I suppose the message is that we really appreciate the support that's there in the county and the goodwill that's there in the county. It'll be fantastic for people to come out and support the team on Sunday and do what they normally do, just get behind the team. And from our own point of view, I think the most important thing for us as a management team and players is to just go out and give it our very best. And I think the people of Donegal, when they see a team that works hard and are trying their utmost to get a victory, then they're normally very happy regardless what the result is. And so for us, that's what we'll be focusing on Sunday. Loads of energy and work rate, and hopefully we get the result to reflect that.
Jim McGuinness, huge thanks for joining me in Highland Radio, and best of luck going forward.
Thank you.